Well, today we have a guest joining us here on our program. Christina Roloffs is with us this morning. She's the naturalist with the Shelby County Conservation Board. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
How is your winter going?
Well, if it would stay a little bit warmer, it would be fantastic.
Everybody says that, don't they? But as a naturalist, hey, you have to be outside really no matter what the weather conditions.
Yes, I do.
Keeping track of a lot of fun things. Well, I saw a note the other day that you'd sent out about a snowy owl hike that you were going to have near Prairie Rose State Park here this weekend. And I was kind of interested. I had a chance to visit with a gentleman from the DNR here just a few weeks ago about snowy owls and how they're so much more populous here in the state of Iowa this winter due to some different factors. But it was giving folks a real, I wouldn't call it rare, but it's not a common occurrence necessarily for you to always be able to see these snowy owls. But this year seems to be a great opportunity for folks to get out and enjoy some of that.
Yes, definitely.
Now, you have an event coming up tomorrow on Saturday for folks to get out and do a little hiking. You picked a great time because the weather's way better this weekend.
Yeah, definitely is.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, we are going to have a hike out at Prairie Rose State Park because I am also the naturalist there for the DNR. And there has been two sightings fairly close to the east side of the park. And we have a trail that it's about a two-mile loop by the time it's all done, said and done, that we are going to hike around kind of the east wetland area in hopes of maybe catching a glimpse of it. I know there is one of the property owners that's on that far side of the park. He saw one in that area about a month ago.
Well, that's pretty exciting. I know one of the reasons that they had stated that we're seeing more of them this year is just because we haven't had a lot of snow cover. Now, recently we've had some, but for the most part, this early part of the winter, we haven't had much snow cover. So the contrast between the white snowy owl and the drab, gray and brown background was pretty striking, and it was fairly common for folks to be able, if they knew what they were looking for, to actually be able to see them.
Yes. Yep. And I'm hoping that the snow will melt a little bit here and it'll be a little bit easier to see, too.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So in these particular instances, were they perched somewhere?
Yeah, one of them was sitting on a fence post. I know that for sure. I did have somebody report one just south of Harlan that was sitting on top of one of the telephone poles. They do seem to like the lower perches because, up in their natural area, up in the tundra, there's not going to be huge tall trees. So they do like to sit on, fence posts and hay bales, straw bales, things like that, the corn stalk bales that are out in fields.
Yeah, apparently they had a tremendous breeding season last year.
Yep.
And from what I understand, snowy owls are very territorial, and they will run out their young because they don't want to share food sources with them.
Yep.
So that's why we're seeing some more of them here in the state of Iowa. Have you seen, is it pretty common from year to year to be able to see some in the Prairie Rose area?
Well, it would be a good area for them because they like the open space, of course. I know this is, this is one of the years for them, what they call an eruption year, and it seems to happen about every 4 or 5 years, and then, a few years back, probably about 7, 8 years ago, I think it was, there was a massive eruption that people were seeing them like crazy, so it's not looking like it'll be quite as many as it was back in, 2010, but it still has been a pretty good year for them.
It's pretty neat. What makes the snowy owl so unique? Why is it such a sight?
Well, because they're active during the day. Most other owls that we have are coming out at night, so if you see them, you're lucky to see them. And then just the fact that they are from way up north, and they're solid white, so they do kind of stand out when there's not any snow.
They're pretty striking to see. Absolutely. So you'll be doing a hike now tomorrow. So in addition to the snowy owl, I'm guessing there's a lot of different type of things that you could run into and find.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We know we've got bobcats in the park, and we've seen some evidence of those, so maybe we'll catch some tracks or some other things around. And with the snow that there is there and with the melting snow coming up, there'll probably be muddy places that we can see all sorts of animal tracks, and, of course, we'll see lots of birds, and we've been seeing a lot of eagles around, too.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing, too. The bald eagle population seems to be pretty interesting. I see now that, all 99 counties have had nesting locations for bald eagles. They've been spotted in a number of locations. We've been hearing a lot more about, I come from eastern Iowa originally, the bluffs over the Mississippi River. It was very common to see bald eagles when I was growing up. Out here, not so much, but it seems like it's becoming more common.
Yeah, my office, our main park here for Shelby County, is along the Nish, and I have a pair of education eagles, and it's kind of amusing because as soon as an eagle flies by, both of my eagles start making all sorts of noise. So they notify us of any visitors, and I think three times now I have seen a pair of eagles come and land in the tree, the only tree I can see out my office window, just to kind of check out my eagles in the cage.
That's awesome. Well, that's a great opportunity for folks to experience nature close up. You know, when you're out and about this time of the year, a lot of folks think the parks kind of shut down in the wintertime because, well, hey, what's the point in going out there? You can't camp. You can't do much of the things that you normally would do in June and July. But quite frankly, Christina, there's a lot to do in some of the parks around the area.
Yes, definitely.
What type of things can folks enjoy?
Oh, well, we've had a lot of ice fishermen, of course. People coming out and doing a lot of fishing. A lot of the trails in our parks are great for cross-country skiing and also for snowshoeing, if we get enough snow for snowshoeing. And the winter is actually one of the best times to go stargazing, since it's not nearly as humid. The air is a lot clearer, and the colder temperatures seems to make it clearer, so the stars are much, much more visible at night. Of course, photography is always great in the wintertime. You can get some really nice pictures of, like, snow and frost, things like that. And, of course, if you got kids, there's all sorts of fun stuff to do outside with them, building snow forts, having snowball fights, even, like, snow angels. You can take and put food coloring in, like, a spray bottle and do some snow painting in the snow with your kids. There's just tons of stuff you can do.
I guess it's just limited by your imagination.
Yes. Definitely.
I never thought much about the food coloring, and that's safe. It's safe for the kids. It's safe for the critters.
Yep.
Oh, very good. See, you come up with some creative ideas once in a while, too. That's awesome. Well, when you start to think about some of the things that go on around the area, we're pretty blessed with some pretty nice parks around the area. We've got a number of state parks, different types of county parks and things that folks really like to enjoy. It's just a matter of getting out and enjoying them all year.
It really is.
Yeah. So do you have some other projects that you're working on coming up here in the not-too-distant future?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I've been working on trying to schedule out my whole year of programs. I know here at the beginning of February here, on February, check here, the 5th, is from the fisheries office coming up, and we're going to do kind of like an introduction to ice fishing at Prairie Rose, just kind of go over some basics for ice fishing, some tips. We'll make some simple ice fishing rigs using just pop cans, and we'll just probably do like a hole drilling demonstration, and I found a few very simple ice fishing poles that we're going to give away as door prizes for that.
Very good. The lake has bounced back very well from the project a year or two ago?
It definitely has. The bluegill population is looking really good. We've seen some huge bass come out this past summer, too.
Very good. Well, that's good because that was a project that was long overdue, and I know it took a long time to get that accomplished, but it's well worth doing because it's going to make it healthy for a long time.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, for a lot of folks that use that. And there are a lot of folks that use Prairie Rose State Park during the year.
Yes, yep.
Do you keep numbers on stuff like that?
I know, like, the reservations and the occupied sites and things like that. We keep track of all that through the systems, the computer systems. And then, of course, when I do any of my educational events, I do keep track of all that, those things, too.
You bet. And you mentioned some of the locations where you can rent the sites and stuff. Is that still available in the wintertime?
Well, it depends on which park.
Mm-hmm.
There are some of the state parks that have, like, year-round campground or cabin rentals.
Sure.
Some of the sites, of course, you probably could reserve in some places, but, of course, a lot of those places you won't have access to, like, the water and things like that because it would be shut off for the winter.
Right, you bet. Well, you can still get out and enjoy some of the nature things that go on out in the park because, you know, honestly, you can see some things in the wintertime that you can't see in the summer with the lack of vegetation on the trees and maybe a little snow on the ground. Sometimes you pick up on some things you wouldn't have seen otherwise.
Yes. Yep, definitely.
That's the whole point of getting out there tomorrow morning. So, again, give them the particulars on tomorrow's deal.
Yep, we will meet at the park office at 9:30. Would recommend some snow boots because it could either be a little snowy or possibly a little muddy along the trail. And we'll just do the two-mile loop there. We won't go at a very quick pace, and there's only one small hill, so it's pretty easy terrain. We'll head out and hopefully maybe see a snowy owl, or I'm sure we'll see deer and birds and all sorts of other things.
Very good. Bring the kids.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. All right, very good. And this is a free event for folks to enjoy.
Yes.
Great. Christina, thank you so much. It's always fun to visit Prairie Rose State Park. They have so much great things going on there, too, and the area around that. It's just very pleasing to the eye, and I know a lot of folks get a chance to get out and enjoy it during the year. So do it in the wintertime, too. Don't shut it down. You bet. Christina, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.